Hi, on this episode of 84, I'm joined by my brother, Ojas Deshmukh, who works at Capital One as a lead engineer. If you've been thinking about making a podcast yourself, listen to this episode, because I walk Ojas through a conversation about what the topic of his podcast could be, some ideas for guests that he has, as well as discuss a tech stack for him to record and publish his podcast. All right, see you on the episode. Hey, Ojas, welcome to the show.
Hey, man, great to be here.
Yeah, so you wanted to start a podcast at Capital One.
Yeah, that's correct.
Tell me about it. What's your plan?
So basically, the company's seeing a lot of downtime right now just because of the whole COVID pandemic. So projects are a bit slow. Everyone's working from home. And I think a lot of people have a lot of spare time just to learn more about different roles within the company and the responsibilities that different people have at different levels of leadership.
Yeah, and you're on the rotational program at Intel.
Yeah, I'm at the technology development program within Capital One. So we are basically new grad software engineers, and we rotate through two teams within the company. And I figured this way I could also find more interesting teams within the company, just kind of as a selfish reason. I could basically get an excuse to talk to a bunch of cool different teams within the company and learn what they do.
Nice. And are you in your first team or second team?
This rotation? Is my first rotation.
Nice. And what's the team you're on right now?
The current team I'm on is CloudForce, responsible for developing cloud infrastructure within the COPA ART, which is Capital One Partnerships Alliance. We develop partner cards with companies like Bass Pro, Cabela's, and most recently was Walmart.
Oh, nice. You've worked with Bass Pro. I went and I got a fishing pole from there the first time I ever went fishing. And I also looked at some guns because my friend was buying a gun because he likes to hunt. And it's a very interesting store.
Yeah, they definitely have one of the coolest stores I've ever seen. I've been in one where they had an actual lake with fish inside of the store.
Yep, they have that too.
Pretty amazing. Yeah.
That was cool to see. Okay, so what are like some of the teams that you're interested in interviewing at Capital One?
So far, I've mainly just talked to teams within my own org. Unfortunately, although a lot of them do pretty cool things, I'm not actually allowed to transfer within the own org because they want you to move between divisions so you get a better breadth of the company. I have been talking to another TDP that works in another division within the company. They basically just do like any research projects that people come up with. Someone decides, hey, this is something the company could use, then they say, hey, we'll just build it for you right now. So I know one of their most recent projects was that basically there's the dev side of Capital One creates a ton of AWS infrastructure, anything from databases to lambdas, and they're just running constantly. We have a device called Cloud Custodian that kind of goes around and cleans those up so we don't waste too many resources. But there's a lot of data that could be compressed into one server or one database. So they develop something that basically scans all the repositories, all the different databases, and highlights areas for removal or efficiency improvement. And they demoed that product at one of our conferences, and it was just pretty cool. And I was like, oh, I'd like to be on the team that works on this. So I talked to the TDP, and I plan on getting in touch with that team soon.
Nice, nice.
Maybe I'll interview them on my new podcast.
That's great. That's a great idea. What's a TDP?
It's TDP stands for Technology Development Program. So that's the rotational program that I'm in.
Oh, nice. Okay, cool. Yeah, actually interviewing people on a podcast is a great way to just build a network and get connected with people, because you're going to approach someone and you're coming to them and you're not asking for something from them, but you're looking to give something to them, and that's value by, you know, helping them build their personal brand and share their message with other professionals in their space. So it's a really powerful way to network and connect, especially with people that are further along in their career than you are.
Okay.
Nice. How are you thinking about, putting your podcast together? What sort of tools are you going to use?
Right now I'm remote, so whatever mic I can scrounge up here and whatever mic they can scrounge up on their end would basically be my entire equipment, and just go over Zoom at that point. I'm thinking of just starting off with the lead engineer on my team, Gaurav Kumar. He's worked at Citi, Capital One, and I think Discover as well, so he's got a good breadth of different banks and tech sectors within those companies. And he's also the one who gave me the idea to start the podcast. I think it'd be a great start to the whole journey.
If he gave you the idea to start the podcast, I'm sure he'd be excited to be your first guest on it, right? What are some questions you think you're going to ask him, and what's the podcast kind of going to be about? Is it going to be career progression, background? Is it going to be technical, or is it going to be a mix of all those things?
Well, since most of the people I'm interviewing are going to be tech people within Capital One, it would probably be about the banking sector and how technology's making improvements in there. I think for him, the best thing that he could talk about, or the most interesting thing, in my opinion, he could talk about would be, since he's worked all these different companies, what are the differences between them in terms of tech and how they use it? And also, Capital One is definitely a company that kind of prides itself on being the most forward and technology between all the different banking companies. So asking him what's the difference he's seen between, you know, Citi and Discover and Capital One, and how he sees that change.
Nice. What about asking people at Capital One about the future of technology that's powering financial services?
Yeah, I think another person I'd like to have on the podcast is Anand. I can't remember his last name right now, but he's one of the directors at the company. He also works in the Partnerships Alliance. So that's, again, the division that works with making a partner card with Walmart and Bass Pro. And I'd like to ask him that, obviously, we're not the only company that Bass Pro comes to saying we want to make a partner card. So, you know, why would Bass Pro or Walmart, you know, why did they partner with us and not a different bank? And I'd assume at least that it's because of our tech progression. It's just, you know, more serviceable to customers. So I'd like to ask him about that.
Nice. And do you feel like you could have a 10-minute conversation with them, 15-minute, 20, 30? How long do you want the episodes to be?
Well, how long has this been so far?
It has been 5 minutes, 40 seconds.
Okay. I think 20 minutes could be pretty reasonable.
Yeah, 20 minutes is usually a good
time. I think that's also a time frame that somebody listening to the podcast would want to tune in for.
Yeah. I mean, it's not the Joe Rogan show, so we're not going
to,
you know.
And even the Joe Rogan show, I don't listen to the whole thing at once, so.
I've never listened to an entire 2-hour episode of the Joe Rogan show myself either.
Yeah, it only takes me about 1 week of workouts to finish an entire episode.
Yeah, it would, yeah.
Half of it for the workout, and the other half is music.
All right, great. So a couple of good tools you can use that'll help you is absolutely use Zoom. I use Zoom to record podcast interviews all the time, and the mic that's on your computer is good enough.
Okay.
And then
you do have a separate mic, though.
I do have a separate mic. I have a Yeti Snowball mic for myself. And when I do record with that mic, my audio comes across a lot better. But my guests don't necessarily always have a mic, and it's not something that you should, you know, let be a barrier to you starting a podcast. It doesn't matter if you have a mic or not.
Okay.
The other thing is you need something to edit the audio clip so that you can add a beginning and an end.
Okay.
And an intro. An easy way to do that would be directly in the anchor.com application itself. It's a web app, and you
is Anchor just specifically for podcasts?
Anchor is specifically for podcasts, yeah. And basically you would upload your Zoom audio file into there for the main part of your episode. You would cut the beginning and the end so that you just get the content that you want in there, right, of your Zoom file.
Mm-hmm.
Then you would record a intro on Anchor from your laptop, and then you can pick from a selection of about like 80 or 90 different music tracks to add some music to the beginning of your podcast, and you're good to go. And then you publish through Anchor. And
what do you do to actually record the actual audio off of your laptop? Does that just come with Zoom?
Anchor.
Anchor. Okay.
So so for the actual interview itself, I just record my Zoom meeting.
Okay.
Yeah. And then I export the audio file directly from Zoom. Then I drop it into Anchor. And then to record the intro, I record the intro directly in Anchor.
Okay.
Yeah, and it's really actually as easy as that. So then you just title it, type a description, add some tags, and you hit publish, and Anchor automatically does everything else for you. So it'll put it on, like, I think, like 8 or 9 different podcast listening tools, and you're good to go. You got a podcast now.
Cool.
It's that easy, and you can publish as often or as infrequently as you want, as long as you want, or as short as you want.
Sounds
and it's
good.
All free. Cool. So what are you going to call your podcast?
I have no idea. Probably something to do with tech and banking.
Okay.
Maybe Igor will help me think of something.
All right. Well, looking forward to listening to it.
Cool. Thanks.